Good to see you, Sakhir. From that, move on to questions of the Meager. Taking away after the Shur and the Meager Gazer and the Meager with the Dummy, three weak points, so to speak, of the Meager's voice of the of the days, and travel with each of those. That the Meager Gazer just mentioned briefly. We dealt primarily with the Kant Migid Oz as opposed to Laftur Bar Laftur Mishur, and noted that Migid Oz Laftur Mishur that the voice needs to be jacked, that's part of the Aloch Sugi of Rabbe, according to Tesis Mahalach, and Laftur Mimam, and that's what he's supposed to be Metz Machlaitis. Some Shem Sum Tesis generally is inclined to assume Migid Oz doesn't work. Not for Shavuot, but maybe for Momin. From a certain point of view, one could assume the Migid Oz, if without Shavuot, would be less of a problem than without to Momin. If even Shavuot can't overcome, certainly not without to Momin. And as opposed to that, we saw last time the possibility, because of two Shavuot you don't say, but to Momin you would say. And during that connection, the Rabbi Yenin Basar Chuf Chuf Ches says, because maybe for a moment you would be able to work with more courage, so the problem has another problem. Shavuot is too insignificant an element. And that, of course, psychologizes the question and invites some of the different problems that always come up, psychological about what they would say. If you don't view it as a formal conceptual issue, then you can't just be the woman in Shavuot. If you talk about psychology, how much woman, how much Shavuot? How much is on the table? $10, $10,000. Yeah. I try to work it another way. It's suggested Migid Oz is a problem of the Biru, there's no Biru. And it's the middle of the God to woman, what we need is the Biru not to be able to work. Shavuot is probably the problem of Kechtaina, therefore that Migid Oz falls between two stools. You have to Migid Oz in general, so that you look at the Shach's called Migir, he is inclined to assume, like the Ramban, that Migid Oz does work. And to some extent, this of course relates to the large issues that we saw. So if the Migid Oz is a Biru, perhaps the Migid Oz, if Migid is a Biru, Migid Oz does not work. If Kerech Tainer, perhaps it would work. And then, it's good time with other Machlekes and amongst the Shenim to test the Ramban and the rest of it. Now, move on to the next sugya of Nigzal. Next lesson of the Mishneh, which has a dual character in the suit. To one level, deals certainly in the context of the Mishnah with the specific case of Nigzal, as described by the Gemara subsequently, that's the one level, etc. Another level, so Ibn Nigzal introduces us to questions of Ne'amonis with regard to Lakuach in general and with regard to Metalpin in particular. That is, strictly speaking, primarily a Bavasra Sabbat Valoch. In Shuas, I don't say it doesn't appear, but certainly does occupy center court. Bavasra, the question of who's Ne'amonis to Lakuach, or for that matter, the last part of Avakamin, the second half of the last part, the issue comes up, and it's a major question. Whom do you believe? Now, the general rule is that we refer to the Kakoyis and Metalpin, and Kakoyis, if you know that there was a Morakamin, if you know there was a Morakamin, somebody holds a piece of property, somebody else comes to his mind, and he has not established any biru or chokhes that had been his, then the machzik is there. But if he has proved he was the Murakami, and the machzik taina is that he bought it from him, so the Murakami is there, but not the machzik. The Talmudin, that's part of the message of the sugi here, the verse is true. Even if one could establish that he was deprived by the Murakami, and he has no, that's today establishes it. And the Nitzvah, the present Muksa, challenges that, and he says, I bought it from you. He's never said that he bought it. Why should that difference obtain? There are two ways of learning this. One, at a fundamental level, one was a sense of accidental level. Let's start with the accidental. Sabbatim, it's all discussion. We've got the halacha of the Mishnah and what it's based. It just says, Chazkat Abatim Vabaot, Shichim Vabaot, Shavachot, Vahi Pigeons, Vachatzot, Beit Avadim, Beit Ashokhin, Vavadim, Choshu Sepirot Tadir, Chazkat Shoshim Yom Liyom. If it's constantly producing, there's constant use, like a bathhouse, so you need 3 years of continuous use. If you do something which is seasonal, so it has a cyclical season, which may be a few months in duration, you don't need 3 years. I'm going to get all the questions to what Kashmir is the 3 years, but generally, this is the point of the parsha. Generally, the Gemara says later on, the Profes Choftes, that in some way it's bound up, this inclusion of the Gemara of Chofetz and Aleph, it's bound up with to the extent to which a person can be expected to keep a shtar. That, in combination with something else, a person within 3 years of losing his son living there, and the Marakame doesn't object, doesn't protest. The silence seems to support the claim of Lekuach. On the other hand, the so-called Lekeach, but the first to be Lekeach, he has a tain against him. Where's the shtar? So, after 3 years, the question where the shtar is no longer to. Not people who keep electric bills for 20 years, but a reasonable person is not expected to keep electric bills for a long period of time, nor in their times keep shtaras for a long period of time. So after 3 years, two things occur. Maybe they occur simultaneously, maybe not. One is that case against the Marakama becomes stronger and stronger because of silence. And the case against the machzik for not having a shtar becomes weaker and weaker. Within the 3 year period, on the one hand, the Marakam is in better shape because it's only a lengthier silence which is significant. And on the other hand, the machzik is in worse shape because you would have expected for a limited period of time, that period of 3 years, to keep the shtar. Now, what this seems to suggest is there's no problem with shtar. Then the Marakame would not be able to tain against the machzik, but see the shtar. There's no shtar. Someone would tain lekuach would be neiman, even against the Marakame. That, to the extent to which we build חסד של לשונים, אז לא שייך לשטוח עם דרייסף, ירוד המשטר, פרי יודן ביי. That's because there's a shtar in the picture. The word was shtar, but the lekuach would be nehmo. Metaltlin, there's no shtar. But let's assume for the moment there's no shtar. So maybe the claim of why don't they have the shtar is not a valid claim. Consequently, any person has lekuach has no claim outstanding against him. Now the Mo'akami, we also have no claim against him. Because why didn't he keep silent? Why, it was just a day or two. Why was I supposed to protest? But then apparently the fact the Muxer comes to the play, and the Lakuach, the person who goes to the Lakuach is the Muxer, the other Mitzkavir of Ayer, and therefore the Lakuach wins. Gemara in the Vasa of Lamed Gimel says that if you find in favor of the Morikame, says Maxik, had Rarabad the Pele. He has to return the karka and also the pears that he ate. The Gemara says, "V'amar Svid, in turn v'amar pears yiharati." He says, "You're right. I didn't buy the sod. I'm not going to buy the sod. But I bought a gear of pears in the sod. So maybe I don't have to return the pears. The pears are mine." Nem. Rabbi Yomar of Yudah Haimah Denokit Biagel V'tuv Lai V'amach Ezen Gidrei L'dikla D'planje Zavna Nehali Mehemet Chasvinish Nemik Zas D'dikla D'ilav D'ilay Chasvinish Nemik L'peir D'ilav D'ilay. It's never to say that the peir is Yerarati because it would be unlikely that he would eat the peiris without having bought it. The chas finish is chasun chazaker, which helps the taina of the peiros yiharati. And then the Gemara goes on to ask, if that's the case, why only the peiros? Yochi arei nami. We said, no, arei is a counterclaim. I'm going to like shtocher. Let's see the shtar. So on the one hand, it's true that it's chazaker chas finish, which supports the claim that the peiros he bought it. On the other hand, there's the absence of the race and the absence of the shtar, which suggests he did not buy it. That being the case, we opt for giving to the Morakame, Akhu Shtar. So, whereas if that's the case, if the Chazoki cannot stand up, the Lechot Svij doesn't stand up, Peiru Nami. Whereas the Shtar and the Peiru have the Inch. You know where the shtar would have got the peiris. So the fear that every shtar is not a contraindication to the ten of lekuach, and therefore the person who ties the peiris is nehmar. So other people had a shtar, and the absence of a shtar works against him. So what here seems to say clearly, two things. Number one, that there's a difference between kalka and metaltolin with regard to whether there was an expectation there was a shtar or not, and what significance there is to the failure to produce a shtar. And number two, that given the fact that this difference exists in terms of customary social relations, socioeconomic relations, as much as that's the case, so person who doesn't have the person has the kuach, his name would have taught it otherwise not. In other words, the whole difference between metaltolin, the Gemara we not distinguish peiru hare. The reason we distinguish peiru hare is because here there is probably shtar or no probably shtar. Why is there no shtar for metaltolin? To what extent is there no shtar for metaltolin? That's the first one to shake it. If you look at Rashi Bayez, from the base, the Rashi, the Maskmi Yasmi, Rashi says that for him, Horman Kukina Vyadiva in Sikhatol and Shtamachira, the Raf de Milze, Shoyt Sechli Shabbat. If he wants to wear a Shvua, he'll wear a Shtam, but otherwise, he doesn't wear shtar normally. You have to buy a kilo of potatoes, you don't wear shtar. Okay, we're going to sell it. Rashi clearly assumes that shtar could be written from a tartarly. Shtaraye could be written from a tartarly. Not a shtar kinyan, but a tartar doesn't need to be shtaris. The shtar is the conclusion described with what kaka is nikna, what tartar is nikna. Kach di kesh shtar b'chazoke, tal de mashiach akboi mesira, etc. But shtarai you could write. Then the key question, if shtarai you could write, it's against the fact that you bought tal de, and you don't have shtarai, it's again, ach mishtorke. So here apparently the answer according to Rashi, even if you could have written a shtar, but people normally have the inch, it was not even honestly, you can't write a shtar. Lav the inch, you don't usually write it. So, by the fact you don't have a shtar, no reis. But I thought you could have written it. Where have the other Rishonim say that no, you can't write a shtar on a sack of, on a kilo of potatoes? Not only you can't buy it with a shtar, it's not a kinyan talklin, but you can't write a shtar either. Why? The Talmudim Babasa explains this the Talmudim that Shtar Raya has to rest itself in something which is definitive, which has distinct identity. A house has a distinct identity. An Eved has its own identity. A piece of land, it's unique. There's only that piece of land, at that location in the whole world, there's only that piece of land. So that is distinctiveness. You go to Shtar, I'm going to say this about that. But if you bought a bunch of tennis balls, there are hundreds of thousands of them around, have a stamp, their identification. Hey, you bought a fancy camera, you bought a computer, so there's a number or something. But normally, ordinary metal, whatever you buy in the shuk, there's nothing about what you can write about. Now, of course, it's true. I said before that some of them could be exceptions for how much of a stake is involved. If you bought the Queen Mary, you could have a shtar. That is the state identity. But the assumption apparently is going to also show you that we don't deal with each case in its own merits. You have it, you don't have it. We deal with it in general perception. And broadly speaking, the category of Metalta doesn't have a shtar. This is what the Adrama says. And this is what we should learn in Gemara. The Gemara in Barabasa Whereas Levi can tell us, I name this at the bottom. The Tanya Sfina Gdelim Shicha. The Tanya Omer Sfina Votiot Shtores Nikne B'mishicha. Nikne B'mishicha. B'mishicha or B'shtar, sorry. Whereas Otiot Mandecha Shemayu, we saw it by this. It was not by its Ukrainian ship, we saw it by Ukrainian Shtores. So it says, Chesuma Sofak Tani, Sfina Gdei B'mishicha, Votiot B'mishicha, V'atan Omer, ספינה ואותיות גדולות במשיכה ובשטר. זה מועז, שטר לספינה לא אומר לי, ביטלת לי. This can be read in two ways, of course. Why do you require a שטר? זה גוי סתיק לי לכל הפשטים שהשטר סבינה לא אומר לי. Or, but if you write that, so then it means the shtar could be written, but you don't need it, that was the worst problem. That seems to be the Rashbam, not the Gemara, it says Rashbam, when we became a shachar, can you kedim metaltali? So what do you need the shtar? The minute you made the Mashiach, you were a kainer, you don't need metaltali, you don't need that plus the shtar. However, Never was shown in the Rashba, the Ritva. I forgot right there. They learn, they apparently, I don't know if they had a different Yilse, but they apparently not too impressed with the Lomali. And the question is not why you need it, but how can you have it all together? What's the point of it? Tantli, you can't have a shtar. For the reason, Shemesh, we named the Yad Ramah. In which case it means that not only can you not have a shtar kinyan, you can't have a shtar ayid. Because again, there's no statement in shtar identifying the tennis balls and the potatoes. That's a question in its own right. And they said Rashi Bayas clearly assumes that shtar ayid could have a metaltlin. Moses should assume that not. And according to Rashi that you have here, you have to be dying the most lush of a given ways of a master. Labdinshi, people dormant don't do it, but it really could have been done. That's why we said the Sushi Kaka Metaltalin. I repeat, it has it's an accidental element. Then you need a shtar, so you get all messed up with the guy's shtar. The alternative is to assume that even were the case such, that the prevalence of shtoris for metaltlin would be roughly similar to that of kakois. In which case, achu shtorchu could be 10 metaltlin too. But nevertheless, it turns the total picture, bottom line, kakadim for metaltlin, for a simple reason. The person tines lakuach. And Markham says, no, I never sold it to you. What's the operative principle?
What's the
crowd of that? What's the crowd of that? It's all right. Yeah. Okay, it's all right. So then we have to ask ourselves, who's Maisi? So here we can have two cases with the Kakoris, and then we'll get to Metalpoli. The Mishneh Daf Malev. This is about him. Kol chazok sheni matayin ein chazok. Keitzad Amar lo Ruben says to Shimon, "Ma atas b'toch sheli?" Hu amar shlo bar yadam be'olam. I came here, I squatted, built the house, no one ever said anything. So I stayed. Eina chazaka. Vavzeh shebacharta li, shetata li matana, o avicha mechra li vipata li matana, eidu chazaka. Motri is a suffix. I want to tell you. He has a suffix. When do we say that Chazok Shimatan is no Chazok? Is it in the case Dafke with the Barakamer? Meaning that Reuven has Edim at one time belonged to him. And the question is, what happened subsequently? So then, either because we assume it's a sort of Adas Baldin on the part of Shimon's part, yes, what are you doing in this field? So, I mean, I'm not, no one told me to get out of here. So I say, that's Adas Baldin that he never bought it. So he would have said that I bought it. Or if we don't go so far as to regard Adas Baldin in the full sense of the term, but it's not a contendere, there's no defense put up. He's not made anything, but the other end he doesn't make a point that there's no time either. So merely he loses. But what would the case be if there were no Malakamet? And Reuven comes and he sees Shimon living there. He says, what are you doing here? And he says, it's my house. Shimon says, no one told me to leave. The same case we had before, except in the previous case, to aid him that the Ma'arer, the one who's not arguing against Chazokir, lived there. In this case, he has no such proof. That's something of the Mordechai. Meaning, the whole problem of Chesed Shonim comes up when you have a Muxik, present somebody's Muxik, as opposed to prior Chazokir. That's where the issue comes up. Now in Kakoris, apparently, or that's school could learn this with Kakoris, who's the Muxik? Remember, we contended that the definition of Muxik in Kalka differs from Metaltalin. Metaltalin, you are in control of the object. You possess it not only in a legal sense, that means you own it in the legal sense, you possess it in the physical sense. You can't possess the soda the same manner as you possess the tennis ball. You are developed by the soda, you develop the soda. You are within it. So you have control, you run the place, but it's a different kind of muksa. It's not the same as the fountain pen or shirt that you wear. So the Mele could say, let's forget about Shtoris. Assume we wipe out Shtoris altogether. But who's the Muxik? So Metaltalin, whoever's holding it to an hour is the Muxik. He's in total control. And the rest is past history. The person who claims there was such a history that there was not change, there was no sale, the burden of proof is upon him. In Kakoris, here the question of who's the Muxik is a much more delicate question. And this several answers might be given. One is to assume that, like in Metaltalin, whoever's holding on to it now, whoever's living there, is the Muxik. And then we could say, don't you can't tell us about Muxakus? The difference in the Marcel Lacour, because over here, we had the Shtaras that I mentioned before. What does it say now? There's a difference to love and muksak. The kind of control you have over your fountain pens, that kind of control that you have over a building. So here, we acknowledge the Marikam as the muksak, if he has Edim to that effect. Doesn't have Edim, then he's not a muksak. If it's not a muksak, then possibly Chashem has no problem. Here's the third alternative. And that's one which Tosfos toys with, the Chof Ches, and the Ramban more than toys, the Ramban of Lamed Beis, the Chof Sabbatim, makes a clear case out of this. Ramban, till now we spoke about the question of what the 3 years does. There are two things. On one hand, we said the 3 years is a cumulative silence at the absence of Mechoir, which militates against the Mechoir. On the other hand, 3 years also is a period of time which lowers the expectation and maybe totally removes the expectation, the person is going to have a shtar. I say, I didn't go into details, but the score of the Rambam is two separately, so it's the same thing. I must do something else. Wait, who's the muksik? How long has he been sitting there? A day? A week? Tennis boy, hold on to it for a week, it's also good chazak. But a house, can't you make one barbecue when you go home? That makes you muksik. You have to live there for a while, you have to be in control. There's a temporal element which defines not only whether you win or lose, but what the ground rules are. Who's the muksik? That's the Ramban. That's 2 days ago. That's the inclination in the sugi of the Flom Beis and Beis Rabbi Yisuf. So we got the distinction that Amos Lekuach between Kaka B'Talkalin, either with what I said, it's accidental, deriving from the fact that here's the Chesod, the other Shtayi, there's the Chesod, or inherent in that the operative principle of Yitzchak Baruch Hai, that's the overarching principle. Then we have to know who's the Yitzchak Avera. So Metaltalin, either we say, or in Metaltalin we say Yitzchak Avera immediately. The Tevera, the person who has proven past ownership, and I tend to Lekuach, so I'm Neman, so I'm not the Muksik and he's not. In Karka, I don't become the Muksik so bitterly. So either the Karka, you never become the Muksik that way, or you become Muksik over 3 years. Anyway, that's the basic distinction Karka would talk. Alright, those are the general principles with regard to past time of Lekuach. Now that doesn't mean that, for these general principles, doesn't mean that there are no secondary principles, and there are, which can work either with regard to Kaka or with regard to Metaltalin. In Kaka, what if we should have a situation, and we can envision such situations, in which a person is sitting on the Kaka less than 3 years, but for one reason or another, you can't claim to him, why did the producer stop? He yashed him from his father, the father didn't give instruction where the shtar is, or any other reason. What happens then? Do you need Shalosh Shanim or not? If you don't need Shalosh Shanim, what do you need? Is it enough, I said, to make a barbecue? Is it enough to sit there one day and pick 5 apples? Which some of Shanim assume. Or, as the Rashbam assumes, I think the Rashi of Gemara for this, you don't need 3 years, but 1 year you need. We're talking about agricultural seasons. Sometimes they say parents. You come for a year, if you come for a day, in the middle of the off season, so what have you done? Nothing. So that's on the one end. There could be cases in which you don't require Chesh Shalashanim for Kakois. On the other hand, Taltalin, we have a rule of Yitzchak Avraham. True. But the question is that ironclad rule? No exceptions? Here we can make several suggestions. One is to say, depends what Mitzvah Raya you're talking about. Like Mitzvah Raya, it can be two separate halachas, and Shane are full of this, Achayim are full of this. One halacha is that you want to change, but it improves upon you. One is Sumchus, in some cases not, but generally it improves upon you. Even allowing for the fact, or assuming, that no one has heard proof in either direction. neither does the Marakamba prove that he didn't sell, nor that I prove that I did sell. There's no evidence one way or the other, but the fact of the matter is, there's no evidence that it's quo, it's coming out of Arai. Bezin doesn't know, has no inclination for knowing, has no basis for knowing. But the Mitzvah is status quo. Then there's Chazokia, which was the Kovish of Yosholm Shaloyu, which serves the Bilu as a Raya, not simply as a directive, as a guideline to Bezin what to do when you don't know. But it gives you some ground for knowing. Someone should come up to me, see me wear this sweater, tell you it's this sweater. And he comes to Bezin and shoves me there. Now Bezin doesn't know whether it's my sweater or his sweater. But the likelihood is if I'm wearing it, it's my sweater, not his sweater. Now, of course, sometimes people borrow sweaters. And we'll see that in the Gemara. But ordinarily speaking, a person is wearing a sweater or a shirt, whatever else it is, it's not mitzvah. Do we follow the Chavon of Arayev? We ask, are there no exceptions? Well, maybe to the extent that we rely upon Bihurim, upon Arayev, maybe there are exceptions. Bihur Chazir Shal Shalayu doesn't apply all the time. Sometimes, yes, sometimes no. But the fact that the guideline, the operative guideline to Bezin is when you don't know, stay put. Maybe that there are no exceptions. Or do we say no? Well, there might be exceptions to that too. But what kind of exceptions? Two kinds of exceptions. One exception is that the burden of the evidence, the likelihood, the roiv, the chazokia, that indeed it would not have been sold, is so overwhelming that you ignore the Chavitz 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 means the absence of any evidence, that's what you do. But sometimes there is evidence. So she got to my house to find the Marlies hanging on the wall. And I tell her I bought the Louvre. So I'm a Muxik, there is a hanging on my wall, but the likelihood that I bought the Louvre is very slight, to put it mildly. But here we can go perhaps a step further. Perhaps where there's such little likelihood, not only do we say that we don't pass in favor of the muksik, we in effect say it's not a muksik. Certainly not a muksik in the sense, because that doesn't apply with the Mona Lisa in my house. Perhaps even more than that. Perhaps where the likelihood that I bought it is so slight, and we know that yesterday was hanging the Louvre. I don't even become a muksik. As in Karkois, there are different levels of muksokus. So the line is known as drawn between Karkois and Metalka. The line can be drawn with the different kinds of Metalkalin, depending on the likelihood, the possibility, the prospect that a Mecca had taken place. Wherever we find exceptions, Ten of Lokuach, we have to ask yourself that question. Where, if we find cases of Metaltlin, and the Rif has a whole chart, there are 10 different cases, we have to ask ourselves, what is the basis of the exception? There's no Muxokus, or is he's a Muxik, but loser nonetheless. What might be the Nafkimina? Whether the person who has Lokuach, not recognized as a muksik, or was recognized as a muksik, but the Barakama is going to win. So what are we learning?
What will happen when?
What are we learning?
Maybe
the Shura. Which are
we
learning? Shura. What will be Nefkimina?
Shura.
Shura. Will he be amongst each brave and nightly? If the other first time he has a muksik, certainly not. If there is a muksik, probably yes. I just mentioned by way of background, let's look at the Gemara and think you're focusing because of what I should ask you, it's where that I mentioned before. All right, that was what I was saying. Next, okay, said.
Do
we know that? Not that he claims. The problem we have over here, which is also the Gemara Bava Basra, which I'm giving, like I read before, we disregard what he says. In what sense do we disregard it? He said he was going to do it. And so what? If we didn't have this sense of Avid Yiddish,
then we just
submitted it. Yeah, that's about the. What's over here that when he comes and says, I'm going to do this, we don't necessarily mean it as soon as we follow through on it. So it's not just about D. Is that all it is? There's some way to give it, that's the way it does about D. Or disregard it totally. What's other Dean to God's no law? It might happen. It might happen, but maybe that's so likely. In which case, we might say, I still be where it is, for whatever it's worth, but not quite as Baldin. That was the most question over here, or the question we asked over here, Bevel Mishkinai. That's so we also, which is the Gazmele Abid. So what do we want that should mean? It says, can't be a das baldin. Perhaps, maybe not, it's not a das baldin. But it's enough for Biru to assume Mistama, if he said he was going to do it, he did it. It wasn't just bluffing. And if he did it, maybe it's enough to enable the other tzad to be nishu an idol, to take his chavis and be nishu an idol. So one of two things need to be said of you. Either the Gemara assumed of his God's Le'ovid, there's no indication at all that he meant it seriously. He's bluffing, trying to impress his girlfriend, but it's not something very substantive. Or the Gemara understood that there's something here to be said. There is something substance, but not enough for this takone. And you have to ask yourselves, the takone of Nigzel, how far do we go with it? We had the Balabais, we had the Sokhir. There we saw that we don't wait for incorrigible evidence. The Balabo Shchai is Gevalt Parati, and we ignore him. So there is a clear, call it a bias, but whatever you want, inclination to go along with the Sokhir. Why? Say that, maybe to a point, maybe not to a parallel. So he's still a parallel. Say it, still. So it's an additional factor according to Gemara. One point Gemara mentions it, then seems to shovel it momentarily. Now there are two elements which differentiate Nigzal from Sochim. One is Dechayov. The other, Nigzal, happens once in a blue moon. It's not something which is systemic that you need to provide the chatchila as part of the ongoing maso matan, which makes the wheels of industry go around. So if it happened, the question is, what do we do? So maybe, we don't know whether it happened, it's not part of a system which is functioning. So we don't, unless we have some clear evidence of what happens, or Nigzal, in some cases, we don't know, Nechbal, we don't work with that. As opposed to Sochir, there the problem is very considerable one. Which is why we've got the Sochir, we have deviations of another sort. We suffer a certain shame, even a cotton. חושבים שתי כסף, זה לפעמים בורגים. הסימן העצר זה משכן. ורק זה...
So
he tells the Lekuach is not name. What is the Balbastainer?
Shur.
So actually, it's Shur. I will see more later on. What could have Yodin and Emma? What's the overarching principle you think about over here? Who's Neman? The person who tines the Kuach? Or the person who tines the Marukami says, I didn't sell? But the whole Sugya of Bachas Rashi Teshus?
Whether or not, if we start, which way we start? Do we start with
Dvar Hasurim Hashal Haskir, and then he's Nehman, right? Yes, Dvar Hasurim Hashal Haskir. What about all previous cases?
So, this
is... It's not Dvar Hasurim Hashal Haskir.
So, here we're assuming that the Lekuchan is Nehman.
Yeah. What's the... If there is the possibility of Mekach is nil, is minute, then you're not Nehman Tan Lekuach. So, for instance, the Rabbi said, "Ain't no sin because Caleb." So I walks into my house and goes out and sees my kiddush cup is insane. He's a lekuach. Who sells kiddush cups? Or other things that you have over here. All of these, if their absence, the case of lekuach is towards them, so lekuach. Otherwise, if they, Pasha Kuach is this week, then the Malkama wins. But Sunash Haskir is a special case. And then we'll see in a moment, therefore, the Bachas Hashem, as you mentioned, is very much in place. Now, here too, we could ask ourselves what happens in the case. Rabbi said, "Enosim ku kelo." With enosim ku kelo, or Josh Daglat, mean all these facts coming to the Gemara, which would seem to suggest that Mekach had not taken place, and the person who came out and was wearing these under his, holding these under his raincoat, he's not an Emma. Question raised before, he's not Neman, but he's defined as a Muchzik. But a Muchzik can lose too, because the case against the likelihood that it was a Mechira is too strong. Or this then defined as a Muchzik. Let's take the more extreme case. What if two Eidim should see a person grabbing something out of someone else's hand? And the time is, two Eidim see this. And he tines, look, it's mine. They don't know anything. Says it's not his. They know that he grabbed it. Will he win or will he lose? Of course he'd lose. That's his Naskhid Rababah. Naskhid Rababah is only an Eid Echod. It's Echatsu Didichatsu. Even the Eidah don't really know. But the presumption is the person who's holding it before was the Baalim, as far as anybody knew. And the change was induced by violent force is not one which we recognize for changing the Muxokos. So for all intents and purposes, as if the Chavitz which he grabbed, the Kishkov which he grabbed, is still in the hands of the person whom he took it. As we, the change of venue, we know that took place at gunpoint. So what recognition we give? He kept the Muxik at gunpoint. That's one possibility. Obviously, no. Indeed, Shaka the Bible's changed. They said the Muxok has changed, but it said before, whether you cover Muxik doesn't mean that you win. There's no automatic win for the Muxik. Other things being equal, the Muxik wins. You can be Muxik and lose. So that's the case over here. We took a kid under his raincoat, left out the set for the Taz the Kuach, took a Muxik. However, you don't tie that you bought it a year ago. You yourself tie it, you bought it when you went to the house, and you went in without it on your raincoat, now it's under your raincoat. The likelihood that the Papai Shiroshim Kalo, probably at that time, sold it to you, that on the one hand works against Pasul Mecca. On the other hand, there's like Lamado, this very looks very suspicious, that Doshi and Dakar Atmin. All this taken into account makes for the loss, even though you were Muxik. So we have then is here, before you do this, I should ask you, we have a context wherein a person can be Muxik and lose, or he loses because he's not a Muxik, depending on how we understand Kvabi Muxik. Similar situation. Before we get to Rashi, I'll ask you, you have been going to share a number of places, quote. Where's the Pahir with Bays? Who gathered after each shev marganita the eye the tsaidi the sin of Rabbi Yashi Babri Rabbi Yishu Balevi. Because here's a picotin, a bag full of fancy diamonds, seven fancy diamonds all tied up with a ribbon, and here's a picotin of Rabbi Yashi Babri Yishu Balevi. And the shev of Rabbi Yashi died. He left no instructions about who these belong. When it says the case came to one of Rabami, he ruled against the Yisemim. Of course, you say Tanina for the Yisemim, the way the father bought it, or not. Amar Echad, Yidane Ben Rabbi Yashu, Ben Yashu, Ben Rabbi Yishu, Ben Levi, the Lohobit. First of all, I know him, he's a Melamed, where does he have money to buy about 50 diamonds? That makes it unlikely it was Mekach. Leyev Simone. Didn't have any Simonim. Leyev Simone, that the person who claims it was his, gives Simonim. Indicated indeed it's his. And then he wants to blame him on. If the person who now tines for the diamonds gives simonim, so the cash burden is his. But if he was a regular house guest over there, so he knows all about what the kiddush cups look like. He doesn't paint these out on the wall. So giving the simonim doesn't mean anything. There's a big problem with the Lashonim, as you have in similar cases in the Gemara, where two Lashonim, two factors are mentioned. Do you need both factors? Is one of them sufficient? Do you need both the fact that Le'omid and that the other person to Simonim. Both these work against the Yisraimim. In the absence of one of them, say the Chanami, the Yisraimim, Ketan Lekuach, Bez Matan Tainin for them Lekuach, which is a separate issue. Or not, you need both of them. So this Taisa Farol talks about it, Taisa Baba in Bavetzir Dafayin, and that's the Yosba Yisraimim, a huge shock which deals with this. Here too, the same problem comes up. As I said before, if I have fancy paintings in my house, it's ridiculous to say that I have a muksik in them. They have to hang on my wall. There can be a level at which we'll say, well, the likelihood that I bought them, not too great. I started with the Mona Lisa, started off diamond. Maybe I hit the jackpot, maybe somewhere I got some money, maybe I borrowed money from a friend. So maybe I'll lose, because the likelihood is that that was not what happened. But at least the muksik, I'm going to recognize the muksik. All these cases of the Mona Tziyamis. So, I raised this issue with regard to the Sugya of Ksubis. Raised it in regard to the question of the factors mentioned over here, Baal Baisa, Baenos and Kev, etc., etc. How far do you push this? And here, of course, in our case, we have to add an additional factor. Sugging Subis, we deal with fundamental Allah. Here we deal with the Takona of Nigzal. The level of Takona, what do we assume? How far do we go in rejecting or entertaining his claim with regard to Shavuot? This is finally the case of us, of Lashal Haskil, Lashal Haskil. So here we have to see the two levels. First of all, the basic level, the question that you're searching about, and is the person ordinarily Ne'eman or not? One person tainis, I was masculine, the other one tainis that I bought. So according to most Rishonim, what happened in such a case? Tainis the kuach, but also not shall ask you.
He loses,
yeah. Like Karka. Malakama proves that he once bought him. The likelihood of Mekach is not all that great. If the word of Malakama, he tell him Mekach will be fine if the person can prove it. But if he can prove it, he was the Malakama. So the burden of proof of Mekach is upon you, and you lose. And according to Rashi, it would appear that this factor is like the other factors mentioned previously. Only the whole entire complex will undermine the Nemunah of the Kuach. What about our question? I said, that's what it's most to shame. What about our question? How is the voice of Rashi Lasky be guarded? Is that a muksik at all? Because the likelihood is, since the voice of Rashi Lasky, so. What if we would know that you'd bought it, that you had rented it, and after you rented it, you turn lekuach? Now you sit in that neman. Because we know how you got to you. Told the mother to lekuach is based upon the fact that what else is doing by you? You came and books it. So I shall ask you, in effect, we say, how it got there, we know, as if it didn't get there. That's one possibility. Most of them, except for Rashi. Or the other possibility, that the Rashi shall ask you, a muksik of sorts you are, but you don't win. Here, let's see the other of the Ravid. Ames describes the Gemara over here. Pertes loch yibtei menitin. Ish rai dosh kofi barabai, v'yatsa kelim tfunim perakinafav. Says it's a little case of the Gemara. And he has, of course, the Yisrael Hashem against Rashi. Then Ram says, "Vapi shotziam gulin, vapi avdom shel Hashem haskir." This is the lowlam in Cheskat Barlein kmo shebe'arnu. Vapi Cheskat Barlein kmo shebe'arnu. Vapi shotziam megulin. Vapi shbal bayit zeh asulim kor et kelav. Hoil v'yesh lo edim shezeh akli asol asul Hashem haskir. Bilvad yaduahu lo. ואם תנא יורש תנת ודאי, זאת הנינה. תנא יורש תנת ודאי, ואומר בפני נתנו להביא בכלו, הרי בעל הבית נשבע סייט, כי שוקל נשבועי. וביארנו שיש מישהו ראש שישאר על הבית סייט, ואחר יחזיר כאליו מיד את היורש, ואין דעתי נותר לזה. The most that Rambam requires here, either no shvu at all, or heses. Rambam says, Chayei Roshi, Ani Ani Yomer Kein, Ela Kol Noteil, Yishva B'Kitat Chayfetz, Afid Roshi B'Lashil Laskir, Em Motsim B'Lo Shvu B'Kitat Chayfetz. Rambam says, Nid Shvu Sa Mishnah. Why? Because you'd be Macy. And you may be Nightly, and it's not if you're Nightly, who assesses. So the Rabbi says two things over here. The question is what the Rabbi disagrees. First of all, the Rabbi says, wherever you're Nishu or Nightly, it's got to be Mishnah, not who assesses. Secondly, the Rabbi says that you have Nishma Benaitl. Before it had been his possession, his garage, and that's in your garage. If the Rebbe is built on two premises, the Rambam, of course, can challenge either one. Either the Rambam assumes that you could be Nishma Benaitl, it could be a Neitl, certain cases, if the burden proves sufficiently powerful. Neitel without a Shuas Avishner, then you reduce the Shuas Asses, which is a different ballgame. That would sever this particular question, the question of Shavua, from our previous discussion. Previous discussion, but what's the discussion? Now it's the Shuas discussion. What's the discussion? We know who's the Muxik, etc., etc. Shuas discussion, we know it's the Muxik. The question, what do you do with that in terms of Shavuas? And David's Taina. It can never be a neitel without a shvus a mishnah. Lava shemayim. Let's look at the next gemara, which goes even further. Nechmol keitzad.
The Gemara said you're neitel, the
Nechmal is neitel. Without a shvur. So Tesis the Flamadal explains, this is according to the number of things you go by Sehum Dine. At least the Gemara is going by Sehum Dine. And even though it's an or, Tesis says that it's Vachleis the Gemara, but you go by Sehum Dine. to what extent we built on substantial evidence to be made some moment. There are certain cases, Tesis, that are such blatant substantial evidence, they even come to agree, and they send you to this Gemara. So according to Tesis, this is the Reis to go. It's not the Reis Chachomim, it's the Reis. However, look at the Rambam. Get Chabiru. Yeah, it's not a good idea. Knas Kusur Chabim Leila Shotim Bari Yisroa. Shehid Nechbar Neema Ben Shvab Gitat Chayfis Shizu Chaval Bo. Shizu Chaval Bo Chabal Zeh Venoteh Ma Shiro Ulo. Hu Shiyush Eidim. Keitzer Yish Eidim Eidim Oto Shinikras Toch Yado Shalei. יצא חבוב לא הוא בית שחבל בו, הוא אומר לו, חבלת לא בכלל, אחת חבלת בי, אתה חבלת בי, איזה ישבה ונותר, פיין. הבן תורם אמרו, that's the mission. Here comes the Gemara, לא מברום את בייס. הבן תורם אמורים, כשהייתה המכה במקום ששאל הכל בעצמו, הוא שהיה בהם שלישי שאפשר שזה נחבל אומר לך בובו, לתראה מה לאחר, אבל אם אין בהם אחר, והייתה מכה במקום שיכול לעשות בעצמו, כמו שהייתה נשיכה בין כספיו, יוצא מראה זה נוטה בלא שבועה. הפשט של הרמב״ם is that the קנס קונסטרוק החומר הוא שפיס בגיני להלכה דלת covers both להלכה דלת, להלכה ה' both of them. But the kind of קנס is different. Some is the קנס קונסטרוק החומר without a שבועה. The time the קנס with a שבועה. Depending on the circumstances. Another test is the dress. I want to be class going to Chachomim, this is Mitra Bona. Now, if according to Rambam, you see, you could be a Neitel without Shavua altogether, Shavua says this, maybe it doesn't apply because it's like Chakoyas. So Shavua says this with Chakoyas, no Shavua says this in a person either. How do we go to Chakoyas for the Rambam? The Rambam, like Yimach, is Mechir Alach, that's the Rambam. So, we don't need to be overwhelmed by the thought. Those who Rashi ask here will also be neitel without a shvur, but there it's the tatalin. So you have shvur assesses. So that's one way of learning the Rambam in the chashvurs. Or we could learn that in chashvurs. Whether it's a problem, who's the mukhzik? Nechbal, so who's the mukhzik is this clear. You take money from out of his bank account. Here, who's the mukhzik is not clear. And other things, those who Rashi ask you, you're not a mukhzik altogether, so you're not a neitel. If you're not a neitel, you don't need dash. This neitel depends on what Besdin does. Forcing one person to handle the money to the other person. Or, it's not a question of what physically Besdin has to do. It's a question of what conceptually Alpidin, are you affecting a transfer from one account to another account? So maybe this is not the finest night. As you can well understand, in line with what I said before, we can have an intermediate possibility. Between the two extremes, in all cases, the Rosh Hashanah shall ask you, the Morakami defines the Muxa. Or in all cases, the person who holds the object now defines the Muxa. It depends. What do we mean by Sri Lashal Laskil? Maybe the percentages vary. And depending on the percentages, either that's going to change the bottom line psak. Or even if it doesn't change the psak, maybe it changed the basis of the psak. Namely, it'll change, were you paskin in favor of the Marakamer because he's the muksik? You pass the basis of the Marakamer in favor of the Marakamer, because even though he's not the muksik, but it's more like that he's right, we have to swear. Where do we have such a problem with what the Zula Shask is fine? So that's the Rambam to which he referred. What does the Rambam say? He talks about two definitions to Yonash Alaski. What are two definitions? He said, Rambam. Paratas. He's Paratas. Amen. I'll tell you. אפילו חלקו של אדם מצאו ביתתו ראי להשיל. הדברים עשויים להשיל להזכיר, הם הכלים שבני אותה מדינה עושים אותם מתחילת צייתן כדי להשילן ולהזכירן וליטול שכרן, הרי לבעליהן כמו קרקע שאוכל פירותיהן והגוף קיים, כך אלו כיער כלים בעיקר סלילה גדולה לא מסחרה. אני אגיד את זה מגזי המטרות הגדולות של כל של הצד. Take a temporary example. An ordinary beggar might not be the first of Russian Askew at all, not Darkon. People today don't ordinarily do that. But if someone owns a bicycle you might lend out, you might rent it. If someone owns a wedding dress, or in many cases, a sort of tuxedo. That's also Asher Lasker. Not that there's no colors to look by wedding dresses, but for that you need a handsome sum for one evening, thousand shkoli. So that's also Asher Lasker. I think the tiny of the Kuach is an unlucky tiny. It was made for that. So that was two gradations, and these are not metaphysical. Halachah l'meshim Sinai. The Rambam over here is simply a question of the likelihood of the tain of lekuach. He gives one distinction. We could think of five other distinctions. What's the rest of the principle? Coming back to our question, with shvur, without a shvur, yeah, the answer might be the wedding dress if you tain of lekuach. Against the Malakamah, the Malakamah could take it without a shvur. Because in all likelihood, there was no Mecca. It's rented and that's it. It's not a wedding dress, but a bicycle, or some other item which might be rented, it might be sold. There, the Malakamah will win, but here, since we're here in Muxik, you'll have to swear. I mentioned that was Yonah Shel Askir, and as I said, we could talk about the case as well, but this one is. Now this issue of Yonah Shel Askir, how you regard it, so I've spoken about Prab Meshavua and this connection of Kavina, with the right of the Rambam that I mentioned over here. But there could be other enough communities as well, notably, whether you're being Maitzi or not being Maitzi, it might be the difference with what. We also want to count the problem of being mitzvah or not being mitzvah. Say, Miguel Haitzi works fine. Miguel Haitzi, as Raman thinks, if you taste the law, the Miguel Haitzi doesn't work. Because it's comparative defining Miguel. Defend Haitzi, I'm sorry. Rambam, the Tosfos HaShul Haskil, in Perek Tes, as explicit comparison to Karkois. However, if you use a clear Sura Shula skill, Bilvad, Yoduhu, Azak, Shakla Sura Shula skill, Bilvad, Yoduhu, Lo, Motsir to be a Zesh, a company of Shubi Hashim Cholo, Shetur Matana, Shidin Karkot. We got the Karkot, same issue comes up. Migu. We've seen the last 3 years. If you are the Muksik, and the Markham is the Muksik, and you have a Migah. Supposedly there's a Migah. Is this Migah Leitzi? Not Migah Leitzi. And the Gemara Babasa, Babes Mabes, Machlais Meroim, is whether the Migah works over there or not. But there, the two primary sheets of shame. Some shame we learn the problem was Migah Leitzi. Another should we learn the promise is that defines the Haitzi, that defines the Haitzi. I'm not suggesting, mind you, that the criteria for Shavuot and whether you need to be Shavuot or not, if you're not without Shavuot, the criteria for Migah are identical criteria. Not necessarily, maybe different definitions for what the Haitzi. In one case, it depends upon whether the best is to move into action or could simply leave the situation status quo. In the other case, does depend on whether the business to get on its get off its high horse, but depends conceptually, halachically, who's in charge, who's the fighter being in control. But that issue that can come up. Tesis in Bavasa, but we'd see a very brief advice a little bit more fully. He raises the issue. In a different case, a different twist, which is not to our immediate purpose, but the issue comes up. A person wants to, he has a meager that he can take, the favors will have to pay back his money. Is that Lois? Is that Lois? For 2 days, the taste of Babasa from the base and the base. And the context of those things I shall ask you. Say we have two possible enough communities. I might be thinking of others, but there's two enough communities that got the Migur, the Paramigal Haitzi, and we've got the Shurin Shurinatal. And again, same question, the same suggestion I made with regard to Shua, according to the Rambam. You have that to Migah as well. In one case, the Migah would work, that the Migah would not work, depending on who is in charge. As the Machlekes, the Rabbi Rav Yosef, the Gemara Chorin Beis Mabasa, according to some of the Shainim, we think the person is not the principal Migah Lahitzi, but is that Lahitzi, is that Lahaksik? Which is one tells in Tesis, the top Tesis of Beis Mabes in Mabasa. In all of this, should be clear, should be a misunderstanding, is in the case in which a person is holding an object and the Barakama claims Shulin and he claims the Kuchin. what would happen in a case in which you know there was shoal, and he came to the court subsequently, that's a different ballgame. And there you have sugis and bo'basre, a number of contexts which raise this possibility that if you know the person was there in a different role and claims he settled when he bought it, is a sin amongst the quark or not. I'll just point out to you where the recurs are. This is a Gemara from Yivon Amid Aleph, Atezer Amasfil, Ach B'Shei. And the Tezer says, Tezer and Tezer is, Chei Don Sfin Ashel Haskir, Gzalon Megazin the Meikar Adin the Gazal, It was Rosh Lasky, also the Bino Chazake, if you knew the way he got it. It's one I want from Mamatesim with Bays in that vein. But the primary sugi which deals with this is that which starts above us from here with Aleph. And Uman, that's the Chazake. Bring a car to a garage, have it repaired, then he claims lakuach, to laundry, the suit press, it's lakuach, it's eilu chazakir, and then you also have an abayir, what about bigger in such a case? That's a complicated suit over there. But that's a different issue in whatever case it comes up. Now one further observation, regard to the Tesis Baterne. It came to Tata Ksenofo. The Adim attested the fact that part of the Kalim indeed belonged to the Balabas, but the Tesis was the additional Kalim. They said, if that's the case, so maybe the Mikzis, he's not made of Prika Meisse, which we've already encountered in one of them. Prika Meisse, it becomes a made of Mikzis, and particularly if we understand that's all the issue that Gemara, the made of Mikzis doesn't have to be left to Hidoya, such as Mikhail, but when it's the problem of Mikhail Madova, and Lab Dov, you can have all through the Sadim as well. Tesis says, if this was the case, Pena Loch Stalag Rabchir. See, we have a divorce case of Tel Kim and Tel Kslofo, as the case of Tabchir Kamaisa. And nonetheless, the beauty requires a Derby Satayne. Why did you need a Derby Satayne? Mail in the case of Sokhi, you needed it. In the case of Nachman needs it over here, since they're already part of the kid, and we know. It's a made of mitzvahs. This gives you a chetimtzis. The part that the aid didn't know about had already been paid, or he paid as mehelach. Some way that we can wean that part out of the picture. But otherwise, Tess told us a convincing proof. If you said we come ISIS, this should take care of what you just need as well. However, a lot of things that we've already seen and heard. This is not convincing proof. What is the assumption of Tesis here? What it means to read into the picture?
There really needs to be a shul.
Yeah. We raise the question, according to Abhuda, what do you need? You need to become schayiv, as a Rav Rashi becomes schayiv shul de raise, which is then transferred, the mepek shul de rachom transferred from the nitzva to the teveya. We need a chetimtzah of Graham Dover, but the Kodesh Chachomim, and not even Yeshua Rashi Shavuot. The Ran and the Raman should say, not like Rashi. You don't need actually such a Shavuot. We need a Dover B'miktzas in order that the Kodesh Chachomim should be in place. Even if there were no Shavuot, why could there be no Shavuot? According to the Tainus, David Tainus of Nechbal, the Tainus of Dvei Karkas, Gekarka, It's Rabbi Tainis, how could it be a big one to be the Chiv? So the answer which says that Hashem give, Hashem give, is that because really you don't need Mamesh Haidoe to be Mechaim Shvus Bei Mitzvah, all you need is a Chatimtze of Haidoe. That's called Rabbi Yehuda, where according to them, you're satisfied with less than Shvus Bei Mitzvah. It's the Rambam explaining against Rashi. Once you divorce the Rav Yehuda from the regular Shvus Bei Mitzvah, maybe the divorce can be reversible. The Rambam and the Ramban deal with a case in which Midrash is not Yeshua, but there's a Chatimtza of Vaidor. Could we have another case, the reverse, where there's a Chatimtza of Shvus Bei Mitzvah, but there is no Vaidor? That's not the case of Pri Kamaisa. So just on the one hand, according to the Ran and the Ramban, where there is no Shvus Bei Mitzvah, where there is a Chatimtza of Vaidor, that satisfies Yehuda's condition, that's all Yehuda wants. But that he insists upon. So the reverse case, where there's a Pri Kamaisa, but no Haidor, according to Yehuda, well, that works, and you require me to say Haidor. That other thing is possible. I don't know whether Tosfos agrees with Rashi against the Ran and the Ramban, or even if he agrees with the Ran and the Ramban, but he disagrees with me, and thinks that's not reversible. That even possible to be entertained. Now, of course, to some extent, what I'm suggesting here, the way it tastes this, is rather a certain assumption which can be dealt with independently. And the question is, how do you do the Pri Kamaisa? Pri Kamaisa means that there's an alternative to a door. There's a door, so it looks like a door. What do you say? No, if to aid him, then they create a Haidor, because since Apidin aid him in their manapata kula, so he has no right, that he has no privilege to say, I don't believe the aid, I don't trust him. So it's Haidor which is superposed upon a Balkoch. That depends on Bishat Nigma, but it seems more close question of Kolben. What do you do? If we should say that Apri Kamaisa is if you yourself were Maida, then what I say falls off. So it's not as if you're made, but it's an alternative to Haidor. That's good. Okay, we'll stop here. I mentioned to you next week I'm not here, but this should be 2 weeks of a shiur, and then we'll have a pace of it. All right, we started in the middle of the Tzvi of Nechbol. Can't do anything fundamental which needs to go into the shiur. So I ask you. Maybe talk a little about vegan this connection. Then the Gemara of Yiddish Damid, we'll look at briefly, but that's parallel to Gemara Ksus I mentioned. The Gemara of Nechbal, I look back to the Sugya before, from Dalav, the question of Sumdina, the taste is there, and the Rambam, grammatic in this respect, the Rambam is the Perek of Dalek of Sanhedrin, first couple of halachas, and the Rambam in Pekos Niskei Momin, Ches Aluch Yud Gimel, and in Luchas Sanhedrin, Poter Chav Dalet, Pek Chof Aluch 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 Abayis, and Sefer Mises, Leisas Reish Tzadik, the service of Ramban there. This connection, also see the Gemara in part of Lamed Dalet Shavuos, Lamed Zayin with Beis and Sanhedrin. This is the Shavuos the flow of that course. That's with regard to the question of substantial evidence, which will take the bulk of that. The Gemara after that we've essentially done, but she was Shav, she was Bitui. That was the Surah Shem Kshudim. Shem Kshudim had two components. I don't know if we'll have to study it next time. One component is the Halacha of Tosh Chosh Mishalim in general. The other component is Shem Kshudim at the Rabbanadigal level. What do you do? We won't start with Shem Kshudim. If we get, we'll start with Aschad Rababe, the case of Tosh Chosh Mishalim. That's the Gemara until the colon of the base, and the Tosfos of Itoch. I will deal with that for the moment. Okay, call two.
Thank you for calling me back. I told you for sure, but there was nobody to talk to the
Yorkers. I looked into it, but there are two things there. Number one, there's this shame in Lashu's. Number two, many Achreni Pasir, those who shame him, going to others that Yorkin also can say.
Thank you very much.
Oh no.